It's Elite POV coming live to your area on twitch.tv.
Let's fucking go!
We are your number one place for everything in the world of all elite wrestling. And just remember, when you're with us, you'll always be elite.
Yo, it's clear to see when you open up your feed that ain't nobody better than Elite POV. We bring the heat to your screen every week, cause ain't nobody better than Elite POV. So understand every time that we speak that ain't nobody better than Elite POV. Our three letters is all you'll ever need, cause ain't nobody better than Elite POV.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to Elite POV, where it's podcast time, and you know what that means. I'm one of your hosts, Phil Cataldo, but you can call me Philium, alongside somebody who had a pretty great week, and that is, of course, Ooh. Kimmy. What is up, Kimmy?
Hi. I guess it was a pretty honorable week because your girl got to ask. I know. That was pretty good. Your girl got to ask a wonderful question to Tony Khan on the media call, and I cried and screamed, so thank God they mute you right after that, because I was like, oh my God. But yeah, it is final battle week. We are here. I'm excited. Dynamite was amazing. I ran all the way from work to catch the last hour to watch it with these guys. I got yelled at today for it, but I don't care.
Wow. That sounds like a pretty hectic week that only you would have. And the other person who is a host on this show, of course, is The Draw, Jackie Rodriguez.
What's up, everyone? It's Friday night, and y'all know what that means. It means that as
it's time to get
tomorrow,
naked.
Whoa. Well, luckily, y'all can't see me from the waist down.
Oh, so, see, I told you.
I kid. I knew it.
That's Patreon exclusive.
Yeah, Patreon exclusive.
You get the second cam.
And y'all can't pay enough money to get that view. However, what it really means, Kyle Masters, is that tomorrow I may not survive because, as we all found out this week, Saturday, we're going to get a double dog collar match between FTR and the Briscoes. So RIP me, because Mama Jax is going to be coming out big time, because you know that is going to be sheer chaos and blood and a full on disaster.
Put a so dog collar girl, on me. Know what I'm saying?
Your girl is not ready. You are on one tonight. Holy. So this is a preview of what we're going to get for the rest of this show. Y'all are going to really regret if you're not tuning in live, because Kyle is clearly in a mood.
Yeah, Kyle
tonight,
is on one.
He is.
Jacked up from playing FIFA with Phil here. Just playing FIFA before.
We're jacked.
We're jacked,
playing,
baby.
Playing FIFA, two, baby. Did all that.
Yeah.
Okay. 0-2.
0-2 to start the year.
0-2, baby.
So
for
yeah,
the Fed FC.
We're gonna transition over to Kyle, because apparently, Kyle's having a good night, I guess.
Yeah, Kyle, what's going on over there?
I'm doing okay.
Pants on or off?
Pants are on. I'm doing all right. How about you guys? I've had a fantastic week here.
The NPR version.
I'm doing good, but it's been an okay week. It's final battle weeks tomorrow night. Can't wait.
Tomorrow afternoon,
I guess. Yeah, 4 p.m., right?
Yes, sir.
Just unplug my headset. There
we go. Or we could do it the way they did in fucking TNA.
Yeah.
Four.
What is that?
Fortune 4, baby.
Fortune
4.
Oh, I forgot.
You remember Fortune?
Yeah. God, I forgot everything they do. Anyways. I'm doing all right. It's been an interesting week in, you know, AEW and Ring of Honor. Ring of Honor, we got a lot to talk about. Look at this. We got a bot in the chat.
Time to ban hammer.
Anyway, we had a bot in the chat, like, turn the countdown to.
Yeah, no, we get a ton of bots in the chat.
Yeah, anyways.
That's the beauty of being live.
Yeah, but I'm excited to talk about Dynamite this week. It was a very interesting episode. We got a lot of stuff to talk about before we get into Dynamite this week, which we'll get into. That includes the media call our very own Kimmy Sokol was a part of. Under the Elite POV banner on the media call.
Yeah, right?
Listen, Kyle, you need to take this up with your best friend, Bill
Listen,
Bodkin.
I promise everybody listening, if they ever let me in the door and I get to ask Tony Khan a question. I'm asking him why the women only have matches between 9:15 and 9:30.
First time, last time, baby.
I want answers. I want his media team strategy. I want the president of the company. I want Tony Khan got a wife because I want her on the call too. I need to know these things because I'm tired of it.
I need so Shahid Khan on the call too. I need to talk to him with the Jaguars. I need to ask these questions.
Yep. I need Trevor Lawrence on the call. Yeah. Bring Urban Meyer back. Yep. You need to figure this shit out, bro, because I'm so tired of it.
Whole investigation.
Yeah.
I hate to break it to you. They're not as like up and extravagant and like, ha-ha, as you're making them out to be. They're fun. I had a great time. I'm very thankful that Bill got me on. Yeah, I'm very thankful Bill got me on. But like,
listen, I'm not here to have fun. I'm here to get the answers we all need. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
For the love of God, everybody else in the company could come out at any time. We've seen Kenny Omega at every slot in the company. We've even seen Kenny on Elevation and Dark. But we've never seen the women open the show. For the love of God.
I know.
Jesus. I
know. Yeah.
Thank you for saying what needed to be said.
We got stuff to talk about. So let's dive in because we got a lot of stuff to talk about before we get to Dynamite.
Yeah, we do. But real quick, before we talk about that stuff, if you guys are liking the chaos, remember we do the show every Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern live on twitch.tv/ElitePOV and youtube.com/ElitePOV. And we are available anywhere you guys listen to your podcast. If you are like what you're hearing and want to support us, head on over to patreon.com/ElitePOV, where we got a lot of great stuff coming. As you saw this week on our Twitter feed at ElitePOV, we announced me and Kimmy's show called Rank the Week, which will be a weekly show where we rank everything that happened on Dynamite and on Rampage. So make sure you stay tuned for that one. And of course, the week before, Kyle and Jackie announced their show. Kind of talk about that, Jackie, real quick.
Yes. We are going to, I'm sorry, I got a little bit distracted over here by Ant gifting us a sub. Yeah. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you, Ant.
But yes, Kyle and I have a new show coming over to Patreon and to YouTube, and it's going to be great because we're going to be reaching out to the internet wrestling community, the good side of the internet wrestling community.
No croutons on
all
this
show. No croutons allowed.
All four of them.
The iHeart WC, and we're going to be doing some casual interviews with some cool friends of ours in content creation and outside of content creation, and just introducing you to some of our people. So I'm really looking forward to having some conversations and introducing you to some of our friends.
And everybody, real quick, if you are watching the show live and you are in the Twitch chat, send all the love to Nate in the chat. Nate is in Austin for his surgery. Everybody, big round of applause for Nate. Good luck. We love you,
love
brother.
Love you, Nate.
Yeah.
Take your shirt off.
Good, man.
Kyle.
And if you don't want to take your shirt off, the last thing we have to promote, shop.elitepov.com. Get some great designs. We have a bunch of new designs coming in the beginning of the year, so make sure you get used to the website. You're there. You grab some of the designs before they're gone forever, and you get ready to grab some of these new designs coming up. But like Kyle says, we have a lot to talk about, and I want to start off with something that was answered in the media call, and that is, of course...
Oh, hold up. I'm sorry. I didn't want to interrupt,
wow.
But... Jermazing.
Jermazing with the 20 gifted.
20 gifted.
What? I can't see. Whoa. I hate it because my chat is the restream chat and I can't see any. For some reason, it won't show the subs. So
well,
I don't know.
Jermazing. Always the best.
Out of anybody, you don't have to do that because you are a top tier Patreon member.
Yeah.
God damn
Thank you, Jermazing, as always.
Yeah. You get the heart.
Being the best in the world.
Thank you so much.
But so we do start off this week talking about, so obviously we know they wrote William Regal off TV. Our own Kimmy had told us about this weeks and weeks ago. She was actually right this time. We're very happy for her to be right. But of now, Kimmy, talk about the reason that Tony Khan said that William Regal actually was going back to WWE for anybody who may have missed it.
So this was actually a really sad way to open the call, because if you also didn't see, the Khan family has not been doing so hot, because around the time of Forbidden Door and All Out, Mama Khan, That's what we're going to say because I don't know her name.
Yeah.
So Mama Khan actually had suffered two strokes. And the second stroke was actually suffered the day of Tony Khan's 40th birthday. And that same day is when William Regal had told Tony, look, I don't want to renew my contract at the end of the year. I want to go back to WWE and I want to be able to coach my son. And the one story that I actually found really interesting that he told was Tony was sitting outside the hospital and he was on the phone with Regal. And he said, given your situation right now, how could you be mad at me for wanting to go back? And Tony really sat there and was like, you know what? Like, that's right. Like, how am I going to separate a father and a son when I'm going through this family stuff right now? So I 100% respect the decision. I think it makes sense for Regal to go back and want to spend that time with his son and coach him. And hopefully his son has a really good career. I know a lot of people are high on him in NXT right now. I mean, I'm watching Deadline tomorrow. I don't think he's on the card, but, you know, 2023, they're going to start traveling again. But yeah, I think
who's Regal's his son?
That's a great question.
He's probably,
you don't think he's on the card. You don't even know who his son is.
I thought he was still in like the performance center.
No, because they said on the Shawn Michaels said on the media call. Okay, so if I see his name, if someone could drop that in the chat, I know it. If I see it,
Dempsey is his last name. So something Dempsey.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's like JC Dempsey or something Dempsey. I forgot. But Shawn Michaels said in the media call that he's one of the ones that he's really high on. So, you know, Regal's going to be a backstage role up until, I believe,
Charlie
January.
Dempsey.
Yes. Thank you. Whoever said that or Phil looked it up. But Regal is not allowed to be on screen until January 2024, which is very interesting. And Tony was really upset that Triple H tweeted that War Games video because, you know, Tony Khan's being very diligent about the situation where Triple H is like, you know what, Regal's coming back. Let's tweet this video. Sure.
So, it's still the way that WWE treats Tony Khan. It's still much of like, we're going to do whatever we want and force you to kind of threaten legal action. Because remember, once Triple H took over, there was all that thing of him reaching out to AEW talent to try to get them back. So I think Triple H is trying to like little brother Tony Khan. So this is where hopefully Tony Khan kind of puts his, you know, his feet in the ground. It's like, nah, you're not fucking doing that to me. But very excited that we get a explanation of what's going on with the Regal situation. It's very sad about everything that's going on with Tony Khan's family. Yeah.
Prayers to their family right
absolutely.
Now too. That's you know, two strokes in a matter of a month, a month and a half.
And it's insane to think about, like, if you kind of look at the timetable, right?
Yeah.
Forbidden Door, even though it was a success in fans' eyes, I'm sure as a booker, Tony Khan looked at it as a failure because so many injuries, so many things happened. You had the Punk injury that threw the whole pay-per-view off. Adam Cole ends up getting hurt. Everyone's hurt going into that pay-per-view. And then you have the stroke happening between that time. And then you have All Out, all the stuff that happened after All Out. So it was just like, got worse and worse and worse and worse. But
and the crazy
hopefully
thing
now,
is a lot. Like the other thing too, I don't mean to interrupt you, but the day of the AEW Canada show, when Tony was in Toronto, his mom was having a major heart operation.
He talked about all this on the media call. I didn't listen to it.
Yeah.
Yes, it was a 20-minute intro to the media call before he asked a single question, which I 100% understand.
It's one of those things too, as fans, we gotta, and myself included, because I've given him a ton of shit this year, Tony Khan, but it's like, you gotta respect the man for putting that much information, private information out there, right? Like, he doesn't have to do that. Like, all the stuff that we know about what happened with Triple H was reported, right? And I know he came out to the interview afterwards, but that was like way after, right? Like, Tony Khan's talking about this like a few months after it happens. Like, he doesn't have to, so we have to kind of show him the love and respect for that. But Jackie, what do you think about all this stuff?
It's just, it's perplexing in the sense that when Regal showed up in the company, he was part of a major storyline. And even though, you know, one could argue that he was a backseat member of the BCC, like, he's not such an integral role as he played, you know, mostly on commentary. He was a managerial aspect of it. And the BCC can, you know, continue without him, you know, reasonably speaking, it can continue without him. It's just, I feel like his absence is going to be felt. in a different way. They, you know, people spoke very highly of him in terms of what he was able to do in terms of like how he was somebody that trained with a lot of the younger guys. And he was always, you know, a locker room leader, that he was always willing to impart his wisdom on the people in the company. And he was an asset in that sense. And now for him to be there and then be gone so quickly, it's just, it's kind of sad. And I like, I don't know. Like, I just, I wish he would have stayed around. I understand his reasoning, like in terms of wanting to be there for the development of his son's career. I guess from a logical standpoint, I don't see why he wouldn't be able to advise his son from a distance and still be able to offer that guidance to his son while still being a part of the AEW roster. But his reasons are his own. I admire Tony for being able to see this from the perspective of being a family man and say, like, you know what? I'm going to let you go and do what you need to, what you feel you need to do. I'm not going to hold you hostage in this contract. I'm not going to make you stay if you don't feel 100% like you want to stay. It's an admirable thing, because we know that historically people are kind of held hostage in those contract situations. But I didn't want to see him go that way, but I thought it was a class act way to send him off. So.
No, yeah, God, yeah. Agree with everything, right? It's, you know, we can finally kind of move on from it, right? It was kind of hanging over people's heads the last couple of weeks, especially last week specifically. But, you know, there was a lot of other things discussed.
Well, I do want to add something.
All right, go ahead.
So first and foremost, like, obviously, you know, it sucks about Tony Khan, like about him having to go through all of that with his mom, plus all the shit that's happened since Forbidden Door till now, like that. That weighs a lot on you. You're also booking a company, right, among other things. So that's, you know, it's a lot on your head. But the whole Regal thing, yeah. You know, at first I was extremely angry because I'm like, it's a missed opportunity here. You have so much here in AEW that you can do to help the future. And, you know, like the original, like, initial news came out. It was like, oh, he wants to be with his son. He wants to be, like, with his other, you know, Glory Day pals in WWE, and that's where he wants to be. Then I start thinking more about it, and I'm like, okay, so, you know, I start to more understand, like, sure, you know what, you want to go be with your son, you want to coach him, make sure he does great in this profession, and, you know, you feel like if you're in AEW, you don't have the chance to do that all at the same time, which is fine, and that's if that's where your son wants to be, then sure, that move makes sense. And also, I thought about it, I'm like, Regal in this year also had, or was it before, also had that health scare. Remember? Like, I'm wondering if that's also weighing on his head too. Like, you know, maybe he might, I don't want to say this is what he's thinking, but what if, like, you know, it crosses mind, like, I don't have that much time left and I don't want to be away from my son in that time. I want
to
go.
Yeah. Any more than
I want to be, I want to be closer to him, yeah. and have a closer eye on him and be there in that role to, you know, not only watch over him, but then be in the role that he was before he came over to AEW. He was here for almost a year. Look what he did in that short time frame. He started a faction that's one of the most dominant factions in AEW, and it looks like it's going to continue to be that way, right? The BCC. So, and he sent out that tweet, was it a day or two ago, saying that, you know, he's, you know, he's gone, the BCC will live forever, and he'll always be part of that faction.
Which, so, I love. I love that.
Yeah, he didn't need to do that, and he did it anyway, so I thought it was great. So, yeah, we'll see what happens, but good for him. You know, let him go. It's just, at the end of the day, it's a mutual part ways. There's no ill will, and God, for Tony Khan to, it would take a lot for me. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I know who I am. If I had that phone call at that time, I would be losing my shit.
Yeah, I would have got mad too.
I would have been so angry. So for Tony Khan to have the cool head that he did, mm-hmm. and to just, you know, understand and want to help Regal in any way that he can, and his family and his side through all the shit that he was going through, just shows you what kind of man Tony Khan is.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, as far as the rest of the media call, Kimmy, if you want to kind of sum up what your question was, and then we can move on to the, because we have a bunch of news to talk about.
Yeah, so obviously for this call, I was like really, like I skipped class for this call. Like, I don't think anyone understands how excited I was for this media call. So to me, I was like, the best bet to ask is a question about Maria. So I basically asked if there was any chance that she would be involved in the women's division, in case you guys didn't know, before Ring of Honor had to shut their doors down last year. Yeah, it was last year. Maria was a heavy part in the revamping of the women's division. She was in charge of that whole bracket. She was one of the heads of HR over there. So that was my question. And Tony said, you know, that they have talked about it. They've been talking about WWA, which is her own women's company that she owns. So they've been talking about that and how she has a really good eye for talent. And then I actually texted her. And I was like, you know, that question was me. She's like, was it actually? I said, yeah. And she's like, you didn't have to do that, but I really appreciate it. So yeah, so that was my question and it got answered and I was really excited. And I went to class an hour late because of this media call. So thank you, Tony Khan.
Yeah, there was a lot of things that were said in this media call that I found interesting. Like the one that got brought up for the Rampage ratings, right? Mm-hmm. Was that, you know, someone asked him about the dipping Rampage ratings and he said that they're looking at listening to more of the fans into Rampage and we'll be looking at, the quote was, look historically at who and what draws on the show moving forward. So they're taking a deep dive into this and seeing who has drawn on Rampage, and it looks like they're going to be featuring more of them. And I do agree, because I got to take, there's a lot, you know, Rampage has been showing a lot of matches that could be on Dark and Elevation. Those matches should be on Dark and Elevation because of what they are. No one wants to see those matches on Rampage. Rampage is supposed to be in kind of like an extension of Dynamite. We don't want an extension of AW Dark. We need the extension of Dynamite. Yeah. Storylines that we couldn't necessarily fit on Dynamite moved into Rampage so it can, you know, a continuation of Dynamite. So lately, it hasn't felt that way. Lately, it's just like filler matches from Dark and Elevation put on there with maybe one good match.
So, well, we got to remember, it's not only the TV ratings. It's also for the people who are staying live to, you know, 11:30 at night on a Wednesday, right? You're going to be tired at work the next day, or school the next day, or whatever. Like, at least make it worth it. Don't give us the factory in every fucking match.
Yeah. except for Ant's favorite, QT Marshall.
Oh yeah,
he can main event every Rampage.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
But another big piece of news that I definitely want to make sure we talk about. So the wrestling world has these days, right? Anybody who's on social media, there are moments in time that if they come true, you never forget when the first news breaks. Of course, last year when Sean Ross Sapp broke the CM Punk might be coming back news, I felt like the wrestling world stood still. And let me tell you, if this news is true, and somehow Sasha Banks ends up not only showing
Mercedes
up.
At
Mercedes.
Thank you. Or Monet, whatever.
Ends up
she's
showing
be.
Up at Wrestle Kingdom. And then eventually ends up showing up in AEW, it is going to be, I think, bigger than the CM Punk signing because of the fact that they got Sasha away from WWE, which is unreal to even think of because, remember, Triple H is in charge now.
She trademarked her real name this week. I think she's done with the Fed, bro. She done.
She might be, man. But I know Kyle was like the first person I texted because I was like, yo, oh my God. But what do you think of all this, Kyle? I know you're excited.
I'm just excited for the whole New Japan stuff, to be honest. I, and like 90% of the wrestling community that I've seen, are just like fantasy booking people that are over there in like Stardom and stuff. Okay, give us Mercedes versus this person. I guarantee that's what we're going to get. If she is coming to AEW, I think we're going to get a lot more New Japan matches first. That she's going to go do that, then come. So we'll probably, there's probably going to be like, if she is the tag team partner of Saraya, because coincidentally in the same week, the day before on Dynamite, they announced that Saraya's second match is going to be a tag team match against Britt and Jamie, but she's got a mystery partner. At the same time, I'm not saying it's Mercedes. There's a good chance it's Mercedes. That would be fantastic. It's in a big arena, a famous arena, the Kia Forum. It's California. You know, the stars are kind of aligning there for it to be Mercedes. But at the same time, it's like, well, the other two names that are being rumored also make sense. A, number one, Toni Storm. We know the whole Toni Storm and Jamie situation. There you go. That's a perfect tag team partner. It's just, okay, these two names, that I haven't got to the second name yet, but the two names, that seems a little lackluster if you're going to announce this match this far back. That's a match you can announce, like, at the New Year's Bash show if it's going to be either Toni Storm or the second name I seen today was the returning Thunder Rosa. So... Mm-hmm.
Please, no. So in case y'all don't know, me and Thunder don't get along. She's beat me up as long as Nyla Rose. Good. So this isn't going to go well for me. Please do not let it be Thunder Rosa. Just, I beg, please.
Oh, no. Here's the real thing, though. Don't let it be anybody other than Mercedes if you're announcing it this far back. Because it's the like problem.
It's like a month.
Yeah, the problem that AEW gets themselves in. And, you know, in regards to Punk that we were just talking about, remember when it was Big Show or Paul White that came out? People were like, are you fucking kidding me? And the same thing with Christian, because people expected Punk. So people are expecting Mercedes. Do not let it be Thunder Rosa, when the entire reason that, like, this whole, besides the injury, like, the reason that you were going to take the title off Thunder Rosa most likely anyway was because she wasn't doing good with the fans anymore, right? So it's like, please don't let this be her. Like, Thunder Rosa's awesome. I don't want to see her come back and go right back into the bullshit.
But again, it doesn't really make, even if it's Thunder Rosa, a month away does not make sense. Again, if it's Thunder Rosa or Toni Storm, you announce that at one of the New Year's Bash shows. Like, you do a big, like, maybe, like Brits in the ring doing, like, a stupid, like, New Year's celebration thing with Jamie Hayter, and then Saraya comes out, and, you know what I mean? They book something later. You don't announce this match this far ahead at the Kia Forum event, which is going to be a big event, because now it's kind of like they've given away two things. It's like they've almost given away Mercedes is coming in. At the same time, they've almost given away that this best of seven is going seven, because they're booking that to be a really big event. And why not have the best of seven, match seven, be in the Kia Forum in the Young Bucks home state, where they can potentially win? We know that they're winning the titles back. We know they're winning these titles back.
Here,
and House of Black
thing,
is
right
around the corner.
We have Carrie in the chat talking about she wants Mercedes to confront Will Ospreay at the Tokyo Dome and defeat him for the U.S. title. Carrie, let's go a bit further. Remember last week I was talking about I want Kenny wrestling all these people? Give me Kenny versus Mercedes, bro. I don't care.
Yeah, you know what? No, Okada's going to have a banger for the World Heavyweight title, and then Mercedes is going to come out and challenge Okada and be the one
to dethrone Okada. Yeah.
What is this fantasy booking we got going here?
What I think is going to happen, though, is night one is already announced that Kairi is defending the IWGP Women's Heavyweight title, the very new one that they made, on that event. And it'll be the first time ever, I believe, that a women's championship match is happening on a Wrestle Kingdom event.
Oh, yep.
Mm-hmm. So I can see a Mercedes coming out after, or coming out of the crowd after that match, challenging Kairi for night number two, happening January 21st, Wrestle Kingdom night two, and that match going down for the IWGP Heavyweight title.
Yeah.
So that's my prediction.
But then she would have to go there, fly back, do the, if she's going to be an AEW.
Well, that's what I mean. Is she going to come do the AEW thing? She's going to come here, do the one thing, go over there, have whatever matches she wants or whoever, because she's a big Stardom fan. So she definitely, she knows who she wants to face over there. Go over there, have those matches, and then, you know, come back maybe by Revolution. She has a Revolution match.
Jackie, are you as excited as us? And are you, better question, are you ready for me to go back on everything I ever said about her and become the biggest Mercedes fan you've ever heard in your life?
Oh, I'm totally ready for you to backpedal. You're good for that.
Wow. All right. Man, I guess Kimmy was right the other night. Jesus, I'm on Kimmy's side.
Nah, you're
I don't know if we want to.
You're definitely good for that. We'll revisit what you just said at a later time. But
threw me under the bus. Jesus Christ.
But no, I think that all of this is a very exciting prospect, but this is a very dangerous game they're playing if it's not her.
Oh yeah.
Like, there's a lot of rumblings going on. I know that they're very keen on reading social media and what everybody's saying. They know people are talking and people are, they have their theories. They're very aware that all signs are pointing in the direction of people saying that this could very well be a Mercedes debut at the Kia Forum. If it is not her and they don't deliver somebody on par, which, hint, there's not, they're going to really like just, it's going to be deflated
balloons gonna fall flat.
Everywhere. And people are going to be insanely pissed. So you either do damage control and you do your reveal a little bit early and you let people know and you throw people off the scent and let people know who it is and start dropping the right hints, or you deliver on what the surprise is looking like it's going to be. And if it is, it's going to be freaking massive because she's an incredible star. And I always say, I'm like, her fans are freaking rabid and they all follow her wherever she goes. Even though you do have this rabid tribalism when it comes to like WWE versus AEW, I'm thoroughly convinced that all those people that followed her when she was in WWE are going to come on over for her when she's in AEW, when she's going in New Japan, and all those people will now be on the AEW train. So get ready for that influx.
See, Jackie, you're right. They think they need to. They 100%. They're listening. If you guys are listening, you have to announce her partner next week if it's not Mercedes. You have to do it at Winter is Coming. You cannot wait. You have to do it because they have the potential. If it doesn't get announced this week, they will sell out the Kia Forum. That is a 17,000-seat arena, full capacity. They will sell it out for Mercedes because if they don't announce the partner is, by the time we hit the Kia Forum show, it's 100% going to be her. If we're at the go-home show the week before and there's no announcement yet, it's 100% going
to
be her.
And that is not a fan base that you want to risk pissing off.
No.
Because holy shit. Because
from now until then, people are going to be like fantasizing Mercedes matches like in New Japan and also AEW, because now that she's went ahead and trademarked not only a couple of weeks ago or a month ago, Mercedes... Was it Monet? I don't know what her CBD. It could be a CBD thing or a music thing, whatever that is. But now this week, she goes and trademarks her actual name. So she's going somewhere. It's either she's just swerved everybody and says, I'm going to be Stardom 100%. Fuck everybody else.
Yo, imagine.
or New Japan, because now they have the IWGP women's belt and they're kind of expanding into the woman's side of things. Or she's coming to AEW. There's no back to the Fed. Sorry, Fed fans, but she ain't going back. She done. She moved on. That's it. And Naomi's not far behind her. I guarantee she'll be in AEW.
Sorry, Kimmy.
Naomi's probably going to be in AEW soon enough because she literally thinks the same exact way that Mercedes thinks.
I hope we're not eating our words on any of this because we're going to feel very
You know what's going to happen? You guys seen that clip of the Mexico fan getting mad when Mexico got eliminated from the World Cup in the playing games, where he's like punching the TV?
Punching
it like over and over.
Yeah,
this is what's gonna happen, and I'm sorry I'm putting this evil out there in the world, forgive me, but I want to set us up Soraya's partner is gonna be fucking Madison Rain, and I'm gonna punch that screen like fucking Claudio like this, boom, 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 fucking over and over again. Enough for Madison Rain. Jesus Christ, it's going to be the fucking beautiful people or some shit.
It doesn't matter. I'm sorry. They've shot themselves in the foot at this point. Because they've already announced the match. Matched announced. They announced this match. What was Wednesday's date? December 7th. The Kia Forum show is not till the second week of January. You've shot yourself in the foot. It's either Mercedes. It can't be anybody else unless you announce who it is next week. You cannot wait until after next week or else it's going to fall flat. I don't care if it's Toni Storm or Thunder Rosa. They are going to get booed in that building because everyone is going to be expecting Mercedes.
Guys, it's not Mercedes. I know who it is.
Who?
My insider.
Wait, Mercedes Martinez.
Phil...
Phil Mercedes
Blanchard has just told me that it's actually Tessa.
Stop it, dude! She's gonna get a chair thrown at her.
It's Tessa because Tony Khan wants to bring her in the absolute worst way possible.
Yeah.
Bow Wow Isaac in a chat.
No, so first of all, I can assure you it's not Tessa.
I know it's not Tessa, Kimmy.
Jesus. I was just letting you know. Second of all, I'm gonna tell you why I don't think it's Thunder. Because I do not see Britt and Thunder stepping in a ring together
ever again.
just saying. I'm not saying that biasly because, you know, I'm team DMD all day, every day. I'm just saying for everyone's safety, They shouldn't be in a ring together. The other interesting name, Kyle, I'm shocked you didn't say it might be Naomi, because that's the other name being thrown around as well.
Yeah, because obviously if anybody who has social media saw Naomi was at, was it the Hawks game?
Yeah.
The Atlanta Hawks game with Jade and...
Well, at the same time, maybe Naomi's the one that dethroned Jade. What if she comes in and dethrones Jade?
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that's like a...
Somebody needs to.
Yeah, right? That's what I mean. We said...
I love Jade. We all love Jade.
We said on the show, at this point, it's got to be someone with a name that beats Jade now. You've run out of people to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the last two things I want to say before we get into Dynamite is... So there was an update on Miro. The reason why he hasn't been on TV for months is because they cannot agree on creative, even though he is 100% healthy. And there was actually a storyline being pitched where he was going to fight somebody leading into leading into full gear. And
special combo pay-per-view.
But that didn't happen. So that sucks. And then, of course, the other bit of news we heard was CM Punk's ready to move on, but he will still be in Fight for Forever.
Let's go
and
back to the Miro thing. Hold up.
Wait, hold on. Before we go back to the Miro thing, the one thing we can just talk about quickly. So Fight for Forever is going to be a live service game, which means there will be one version of the game that comes out and they will just update it. So there won't be a Fight for Forever 2 like how WWE or Madden, all these games come out with titles every single year. This is the game, so it makes sense that CM Punk's in it. But go ahead, Kyle, about Miro.
He turned down the creative plans. He said he didn't want to do it, which is like, okay, buddy, but like they had nothing for you, man. Like, what do you do? But the second that I've also heard today, they're talking again. So they're working on something with him.
Yeah, so that's been actually the issue for another, I'm not going to say who, but that's been another issue for another AEW superstar that I just saw at WrestleKade that he told me this piece of information as well. So it doesn't seem like Miro's the only one in that boat. So keep that in mind that you might be hearing over the next couple weeks that there's a couple AEW superstars in this boat of creative not having anything for them. They're upset with the creative that they're being offered. So
but I mean, heard it here you know first. What I mean? You know what I say too? At the same time, it's like you're a pro wrestler. Why don't you go and pitch something? You should know what you want to do, right? Why are you waiting for people to come to you? Like, stop waiting for people.
It could be a lot worse. You could be in the JAS. Yeah.
Hold up. There's worse, Phil. You can be in, what's that Brian Cage faction called? I'm sorry. I have like no interest in that whatsoever. Like,
are they called the embassy or the gates of the embassy?
I thought it was gates of embassy. Or
it's the gates of agony.
Anyways.
I like my name better. Just saying.
Yeah, well, just saying too. Like, I have no interest in that. They've done nothing for me to give a shit about that faction.
And Ascended, I've seen you ask the same question 3 times, so I'm gonna answer it for you. The Mercedes thing does not affect Sammy. He already apologized. He went through sensitivity training. Everybody's forgiven, forgotten, moved on. It's not gonna affect him. And even if Mercedes hasn't moved on,
bro, Sammy has been punched in the face by people in the company still working with them.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he'll be fine. Yeah, he'll be fine. And I'm sure, like everything else, it got blown out of proportion. And social media is the reason why anything even happens.
Back to what you're saying. Like, I hate that wrestlers saying, oh, no one's coming to me about it. Like, you're a pro wrestler. What do you want to do? Go to Tony Khan or go to the people at hand and say, I want to do this. Pitch ideas. Why are you waiting for someone to come hold your hand across the street? Stop it.
I know.
Jesus. Like,
figure something out, right?
Like, say, hey, well, you have this storyline with Joe and Wardlow. I got a great idea for me to get put into it. It's this, and this. Maybe they'll be like, okay, yo,
that would be great if it was Joe.
You know what I mean? Like, maybe we can move down the line and we can insert you here. You know what I mean? Like, just like, I hate that when I hear some wrestlers just sitting there waiting for creative to come to them because, they're used to that being somewhere else where that happens, where they get shitty creative coming to them and they have to do it. They can't say no, they're forced.
You're not wrong. But real quick, I do want to start getting into Dynamite because I know we have to kind of do our predictions for Ring of Honor. And Kimmy does have another podcast after this because she's the most famous person that we know now. But so the show Dynamite starts this week with the Dynamite Diamond Battle Royal, which was a fucking mess, just like we thought it was going to be. But the thing that I want to talk about is what happened afterwards So Ricky Starks ends up winning, and we get this epic promo battle between Ricky Starks and MJF. Jackie, how did all of this make you feel? Because, of course, what did Ricky Starks do? Make fun of MJF's tan. And I know you, and I know Carrie, love that every time someone does that.
Oh, my God. It was just so beautiful. I mean, MJF went in on, I got to say, MJF went in on Ricky too, because he kind of like took his shots on Ricky, saying that, like, you know, he called him like a low budget rock. He called him the pebble. He said he was going to like
Ricky
take
the
his
pebble starts.
He took said he was going to take his pebble ass and skip him across the river and send him bomb back to Billy Corgan's NWA. So he can be back on YouTube like he belongs. I mean, like, he went in. He called him a dollar store Dwayne, for God's sake. But, yeah, so, like, once Ricky got the mic back, it was straight freaking fire from there. He got the crowd to chant Maxi Pad at MJF. He said he smelled like paint thinner and ass. His tan was uneven. He came after the fact that his suits are never tailored, which I come after him every freaking week. I'm like, you claim to be such a high roller, yet your suits never fit you properly. I mean, moreover than that, he kind of went into the fact that he's somebody that has really paid his dues in this business, that he was somebody that knows what it's like to work from the ground up. And he, you know, went through a period of time where he was literally living out of his car because he wanted this so badly. And it was like, this is the type of babyface promo that we really need from somebody against MJF, because MJF is the devil incarnate when it comes to cutting his promos. But he doesn't need somebody to come at him from that cheesy ass babyface side of things. He needed somebody to get down and dirty on his level, but still coming from the good guy perspective. And Ricky did it so brilliantly. And we kind of knew from the get-go that Ricky is an ace on that microphone. And you see the star power in him. And knowing as young as he is and all that potential that he has built up, you know, if he's this good now, he's only going to continue to get better. And knowing that he's not going to take the title off of MJF just yet, he took every second of that promo, but made you believe that he has the capability of being that guy down the line. And he just proves that when you give him his shot, he's going to run with it. So I loved that for Ricky. And Ricky's just, he's the shit. I just think he was great. He freaking hit that pose, baby, because he did that thing. And I love that for Ricky. I mean,
I'm just happy that he liked my tweet when I did the pose on Issa's vlog. Yeah. That's my world champion. He liked the pose.
Yeah. I mean, of course, MJF got his heel heat back at the end. He kicked him in the balls afterwards. Like, you know, he didn't let him get the full upper hand. But but Ricky got enough of his moment to let him know that he's coming for him.
They did a great job selling the match for next week, which I think is really the main thing about it. But what'd you think, Kyle?
I think they just did a good job of promoting Ricky in that this dude's a future big star. This company should be a pillar. If not, he already is a pillar of this company, man. Like, he's going to be absolute, you know, pun intended, money in the future, man. And he's proven that he could probably be, he's going to be a future world champion. I guarantee you. I think they need to keep this guy to long term. You know, the next contract negotiation, when his contract comes up, I think they need to pay him big and keep him around, because he's got the skill in the ring. He can go on the mic. You got a star. You have a big star in Ricky Starks, man. So, and these two just gel so well together, promo wise and in the ring. It's going to be a really good mini feud. I don't know if they continue it after winter is coming. It's going to be, it's interesting to see, because I still think there's another mini feud in between MJF's next big feud going into Revolution. So, Revolution's not till the beginning of March. So we got time here. So I guess we'll see what happens. Technically, Ricky Starks has what? Doesn't he have a match for the Diamond Ring as well against MJF?
Yeah.
No, it's winner take all.
Oh, it's is it? All? Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, good. Maybe not then.
So it's not super confusing like it was okay. last time.
Damn it.
So yeah, maybe.
But I think the cool thing is like where when Kenny was champion, it was like, and Kenny and Hangman was champion, it was all about like match quality, right? When Moxley was champion, it was like surviving the match against Moxley because like he's willing to do anything to win. So I hope that with MJF being champion, that it's like, no, like, let me see the promos. Like, can you go toe-to-toe with me in the promos? Because, like, we know the matches are going to be good. MJF is a fantastic wrestler. But what he said last week about how you're not going to see him wrestle that often, I want to see more promo work from people. That's why I think it's incredible that the rumor is Eddie Kingston is going to be one of his next few opponents based on what MJF said in that promo, right? And it's going to be cool.
He's been teasing Danielson, too, the last couple weeks. So maybe that's going to be the
major
feud.
Danielson has that fire in his promo. So, like, especially with the Regal thing, theirs is going to be good. So it's really cool to see that, like, it's kind of like proving yourself as a on-camera character, like proving yourself as a star on the microphone with MJF, whereas everybody else, it was more match quality. But Kim, any last words on this?
So it was funny when I ran from work and I humped. When I hopped
you humped?
In, dude.
You humped what, Kimmy? What are you
doing? Hey, yo.
Hey, yo, Kimmy.
Hey, yo,
I know it's Friday,
student.
But yo, hey.
That's not what I said. Hey, yo.
Now I know why that guy asked you to prom.
Yeah,
hey,
I know.
Yo.
Freaking Tony.
Hey, yo.
Oh, no, Kimmy.
Yes, please let me fired now.
I know Daniel Garcia is on this freaking show that we're talking about, but humping. Woo!
Woo!
I meant humped. Anyway. So when I hopped from work to my dorm on the Discord call, Kyle literally said that the Ricky Starks promo was like the segment of the year. It was so great. Oh my God. So I stayed up to watch the West Coast feed of Dynamite so I could obviously do this podcast. And oh my God, this segment was absolutely amazing. I have been on the Ricky Starks train since day one. I'm so excited for him to finally prove how good he is on the microphone, in the ring. He's fantastic. I think we're going to get Eddie Kingston at Battle of the Belts because I do believe there's one in January or February. I'm sorry.
Oh, the great Battle of the Belts show. Gotta love those.
Oh, my
yes.
God.
Might as well get Quake at the Lake 2
even
coming
YouTube
up.
YouTube TV doesn't like those. It doesn't record them. Doesn't even recognize it as a real fucking show. Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry. But I believe that will be where Eddie Kingston is. And then Bryan Danielson will obviously take place at Revolution in San Francisco. But yes, Kyle, thank you for now making sure I get fired on Monday.
You're welcome. So Rampage. On Fridays, I think they should take that and make it 2 hours for the Battle of the Belts show.
Agreed.
Buy that extra hour of TV, make it all about Battle of the Belts.
Yeah.
It's like that's under my understanding, at least, when they first announced that like TNT were coming out with these special like pay-per-view like nights, that I thought they were going to be on its own, not taped after Dynamite and or taped after Rampage and shown on Friday or Saturday. No. Make it live.
Make any sense.
It's got to be live. You can't have it taped. Don't have
it. Spoiler alert.
So anyone AW watching, stop making Battle of the Belts live or not live. Make it work. If you can't, for the love of God, if you can't make Rampage 2 hours, find a way to get three big title matches and fit it into 1 hour. Three 15-minute matches, one that can go a little bit longer. There you go. I just booked you a Battle of the Belts live for you. Stop doing this shit where you tape it after Rampage or Dynamite and then showing it, quote-unquote, live on Saturday. Stop it.
You heard the man.
You tell him, Kyle.
Another big thing that happened on Dynamite this past week that I want to talk about, and the rest we'll kind of rapid-fire it because I want to make sure we get to the Ring of Honor stuff. So, of course, the main event, FTR versus the Acclaimed. We kind of knew, I tried to kind of lower people's expectations going into this.
And by people, he means me.
Jackie.
FTR girl, 826-9266.
Because there was a strong chance that FTR was not winning. Because there's no way, if Tony Khan is so concerned with ratings and numbers, that he was going to take the belts off the Acclaimed this soon when they're selling a ton of merch and probably popping a huge rating for them, but definitely getting the crowd super involved every single week. We had FTR versus the Acclaim for the title, which the Acclaim, they had, it was an unbelievable match, incredible match, one of the best matches of the year. Acclaim end up coming out with the victory, and the Ass Boys, the Gun Club, did not get involved. Instead, afterwards, announced the match that Jackie was talking about earlier. So, Jackie, the floor is yours. What were your emotions watching this match, and what do you think now that even though FTR didn't win, they still have a big match coming up this week?
So, yes, Phil did give me a pep talk, like a literal pep talk. He was like, hey, Jackie, I want you to know there's a high likelihood FTR is not going to win this match, and I need you to still be okay with that after the fact. And the pep talk didn't do shit. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
I'm not laughing at that.
The match overall was great. As if we expected anything different. Honestly, you have two of the most over tag teams in the company right now, without a doubt. Just listen to the pops that the two of them get when they come out to the ring. It's just, it's incredible to see. What's also incredible is knowing that it was literally 8 months to the day that FTR became the number one contenders when they finally got their fucking, yes, 8 months, April 7th. They became the number one contenders, and that's and that this week was the night they finally got their tag team title shot. I'm glad they got their match against the Acclaimed. The Acclaimed showed up and showed out in that match, and so did FTR. If you haven't watched it yet, I don't know what the hell you're waiting for. Highly recommend, go back. It was great. I'm glad that it ended in a clean finish. A part of me was a little heartbroken that it ended in a clean finish, because I would love to go back as the big FTR mark that I am and say, like, oh, the only reason they lost is because the Ass Boys got involved or whatever. But you know what? It does a hell of a great thing for the Acclaimed in that position to be able to say, yes, they got that clean victory over a tag team as highly regarded as FTR is. And so, yes, the match was wonderful. And then at the end, you have the Ass Boys pop up on the screen, and they're like, "Oh, you thought we were gonna get involved, and also you thought you know we were gonna be the opponents for FTR at Ring of Honor Final Battle, but we're not. We actually have a message from your opponents," and they pull out a bloody Christmas card from them boys out of a stocking from them boys saying, "We'll see you at Final Battle," and then they're like, "We have a surprise in these stockings," and they pull out some dog collars on chains and announce that the match will be a double dog collar match. And
and as soon as Jackie saw that dog collar, FTR, real. Her whole body shook, like, whoo, she got the chills.
Oh my god.
Did I not say in the show last week that it was gonna be the Briscoes?
Yeah.
Am I losing it?
No.
And I had the quietest reaction of all time.
Yeah, because I was like, Jackie, are you alive? And I'm like, reaction, Jackie.
Reaction. And Kyle's like literally in my ear, like asking for a reaction. And all I could think of was, I can't be there for this match. We're getting FTR Briscoes 3, and there is not a feasible way for me to hop on a plane to Texas to be there for this freaking match. I didn't know we were going to get the rubber match so soon. And
is it a rubber match? Aren't FTR 2-0?
It's not technically a rubber match, but yeah, we're going to get the third match in the trilogy.
Yo, guess what? Reverse sweep. Right, Kenny?
I'm the Kenny Omega of this team.
You're that Yu-Gi-Oh meme where he flips the Yu-Gi-Oh card around. It's the reverse card for Uno.
Well, okay, so it's not a rubber match. However, it's the third match of the trilogy, and I don't get to be there for it.
I just saw Carrie's comment. Carrie in the chat, cash in a dog collar, woof woof. That's some OnlyFans content.
Carrie, no.
Jackie, I have a great idea. Me and you, right now, drop everything. We just
that's a really a poor choice to say that right after we said something about OnlyFans.
Take the elite. Okay, I'm done talking. I should just leave the Discord. I'm done.
No, Kimmy.
Yes. Yes, bro. Yes. College student Kimmy is in full force tonight. Jesus Christ. Pump it.
You know what, Jackie? Me and you right after this.
Yeah, you're right after this.
In that cup she had earlier, it wasn't water.
This ain't water.
No, I was going to continue my sentence to say that me and you should take the Elite POV private chat and go to Texas right now. That's what I was trying to say.
Because if anybody
slow
knows,
down.
With the amount that we call Jackie FTR girl, Kimmy is ROH girl. Okay?
God. She's about to be OnlyFans girl in the second here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right? Jesus
Christ. Hey, no, talking. Can we kick me off the podcast? I'm done. I'm leaving.
Feet pics, all right? Feet pics. Get us to revolution. Feet pics.
Sell us your feet pics.
Oh, my God.
I'm done.
And if you
I'm
don't done. Know that reference, go back on the Elite POV YouTube and watch
the all-out vlog. POV,
yeah, exactly. Where Ant wanted to see my feet pics.
Yeah, Elite POV Dark. That's going to be the OnlyFans content. We'll call it Elite POV Dark.
Yeah. But wow. Kimmy, what did you think of the main event?
I thought it was good. That's all I'm going to say. It was good.
Yeah.
Wow, that's all you're going to say? It was a great match. What are you talking about?
I can't mess up.
We got some scissoring out.
Y'all leave her alone.
FTR scissored, man.
I can't mess up. I can't mess up.
FTR did scissor.
Yeah.
It was
so
good.
By law, Jackie has to like all of Max Caster's raps now.
By law, Jackie.
Yeah.
By law. And his rap before the match was fantastic.
Weak ass.
dropping some freaking some really, really recent news about what's his name losing that election.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yep.
I don't keep up with American politics. I couldn't tell you who the hell he said. I saw it trending on Twitter before the shows. I'm like, ooh, okay, I understand.
For the audio listening, listeners.
Yeah. Go ahead. Save it for the OnlyFans with Kimmy. Jesus.
All right, Kyle, what do you think of the main event?
It's great. It's a classic. These two, I'll be serious here. These two teams killed it.
Yes, please.
Yeah. What a shock. Okay, because like I was waiting for it. The whole like, last 5 minutes of the match, I was waiting for it. I'm looking like everywhere in my stream, okay, where are the ass boys going to come from? They come out of the crowd? Are they going to be dressed as someone? I totally pictured them being dressed as something coming through to interfere in this match. But a clean win, which is shocking, which that's kind of huge for the Acclaim when you think about it, right? Like FTR put over the Acclaim big. The FTR was the number one contenders for 8 straight months. They're the other hottest team in AEW right now. That is big to have put over FTR or FTR to put over the Acclaimed here. And just, you know, it's you got to roll. You can't have FTR win here. As much as I would love FTR to be holding those belts and to be just coming down to the ring with a shopping cart full of wrestling belts. I would love to see that. But at the same time, I don't want to see the Acclaim lose the belts right now because they are extremely hot. They are the top team in AEW. They are so incredibly over. Any city they go to, there's freaking scissor signs across the arena. You can't. You have to roll with them while they're hot right now. You have to do it. And it feels that much better, and they're that much more popular because not only the whole daddy ass thing, which is so big right now, it's the most over Billy Gunn's ever been in his entire career. At the same time, these two are they're homegrown of the homegrown. Two guys they just picked out of somewhere. I think it was Creative Pro. Put them together. They weren't even supposed to be together as a tag team.
Nah, Max was from Creative Pro. Bowens wasn't.
Okay, Bowens wasn't. So, but anyways, they put these two guys together day one and didn't separate since. And look at this. Now they've built their way all the way up till now. World Tag Team Champions, and you got to roll with them. And they're going to lose ultimately to a mega heel tag team whenever that happens. So kudos to these two for putting on a banger main event. And now look what we're getting. We have the Briscoes and FTR going at it for the third time in this series in a dog collar match. And this was so perfectly done. This is so well timed because of how hot FTR is right now. And we're going into final battle, the last Ring of Honor pay-per-view of the year, with the potential TV deal around the corner. So who the fuck knows is walking out of this match as tag team champions? Because it could literally be any one of these two teams.
Mm-hmm. It's very true. Now, with the rest of the stuff that happened on Dynamite, I'm going to do one topic each for you guys. So I'm going to start with Kimmy, because, of course, her guy, Daniel Garcia, had a match with Jake Hager as his partner versus Claudio and Yuta. Your thoughts on that match?
Well, Daniel lost. So what are we doing here, people? Daniel Garcia lost. Good. It's not looking good for him tomorrow. You know what, Kyle? You could shut up. You know, I know you're jealous. You're jealous that Daniel's more talented than you. He has more hair than you. So
whoa. Kimmy, listen here, Kimmy.
Kimmy,
dark. Whoa. Hold up, listen here, Kimmy. Deep voice shaming So Cole.
Yeah, get out of here.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah. Well, what you dissing Jackie? Do you think we forgot about that? Steroids.
Yeah. Yeah. Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Yeah,
Kimmy.
Yeah. Kimmy, Kimmy here, over here shooting and saying Jackie's taking steroids with her deep voice. Freaking unbelievable.
We could talk about that.
Yeah. Should I bring that up, Kimmy, huh? Yeah. I'll talk. Yes, I'm bald. People know I'm bald. I have no hair. You know, Kimmy, look, there are some tools over there. There's some blocks over there. There's a little river over there. How about you? You build that fucking bridge and you get over it.
I was wondering where that was going. Even Kyle insults nicely.
Anyway.
What did you think of the match? And I'm happy your guy lost now.
Thought it was good. Daniel will get his revenge tomorrow.
Maybe.
Hopefully.
He will. That's about it.
Or else he'll be crying next week.
Listen, he was crying this morning. He was refusing to get on the plane because Brazil lost in the World Cup.
Good. He should have stayed home.
You know what, Kyle? No one asked you. Okay? No one asked your opinion.
All right, go ahead, Kimmy. Seriously, go ahead, Kimmy. Go ahead. I'll let you have
my time. Okay. All me.
Okay, we're moving on.
Children, relax.
This was good. It was fun. Happy for the BCC. I thought the promo, after with Regal, I thought it was good explanation. And yay, Daniel Garcia. Bye, Phil.
Well.
I'm here. I had to close my door. Brittany got home. And the dog ran out. So, Kyle, yours is... So, Darby and Samoa Joe put on a banger of a match, and it was really just
you
Darby
banger again.
Yeah. Absolutely getting murdered, especially with that skateboard spot that literally made me jump out of my seat while I was watching it, because, like I always say on this show, Darby's going to have one hell of a two-year career, because, Jesus Christ. So, what'd you think, Kyle?
Oh, man. Banger, as in... Darby's body getting banged around. God, he got this might as well have been a hardcore match, man. My God, he get thrown. Like, it started with the first outside dive where Samoa Joe does his regular walk away. I'm so glad he's brought that back, where he does a spot where like this person's doing a suicide dive or a flip off the top turbuckle and he just walks away casually.
Oh,
like,
I love it.
The no sell. I love that. Mm-hmm. And when he did that, Darby overshot and landed directly in the cement underneath the guardrail. Yep. Mm-hmm. And you could hear like everybody's like, oh, like he knocked himself out. Like he knocked all the wind out of him. And he got beaten up the whole match. And even that skateboard spot was insane. And he got choked out by, Darby is a pillar of this company. He is one of them. They're not ever going to make him look weak. He's not going to lose by pinfall or anything like that anytime soon, I don't think, because he's still one of the top guys. Like, I know people have their views on him. He's still one of those young top prospects like a Ricky Starks and MJF. So they did the right thing in having him choke out and not tap out, but choke out to the point of, you know, being knocked out. So that's the version of losing so that, you know, you don't really get buried in a sense.
And it was to Joe, so it's not like he, you know, he put up a fight, but Joe's being booked as this monster right now.
And
so.
We know where this is going. We saw the Wardlow thing after, right? Like Wardlow came out, so they're leaning towards more the Joe and Wardlow story because Wardlow wants the title he technically never lost, right? He didn't get pinned in that triple threat match, so it looks like, I guarantee you, Wardlow's going to cost Samoa Joe the television title on Saturday. I guarantee he's going to be there. Either to cost him or he's going to be there after the match and they're going to continue this feud. I'd lean more towards him not costing him, but showing up after the match. Cause Joe's really going with this King of Television thing. And you can't really lose both titles and call yourself King of Television if you're going to keep doing that.
Yeah.
So, I can see them rolling into Ring of Honor with this new either TV or streaming deal that they're going to have next year, with Joe as a television champion. What bigger name to have as your TV champion than Joe to roll into that with? And I, you know, I kind of like Joe on Ring of Honor. Like, it kind of sounds like Ring of Honor is going to have a really good roster. And AEW's got a big enough roster that they really, in a sense, don't really need Joe. You know what I mean? He's at a point in his career where I think he could benefit from being on a Ring of Honor instead. And, you know, being a top name over there to get people to watch. So I kind of feel like he's going to be more towards Ring of Honor. Either way, I'm so glad that this feud is heading towards a direction where Wardlow ends up beating him for, I'd assume, his TNT title back. Maybe. We'll see.
And Jackie, talk about the House of Black vignette last night, because I know, just like me, you absolutely love them, but we get super excited anytime that they are on television.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm going to say, I really wish we could get an in-ring segment with them
next week.
And not just a vignette, but their vignettes are something really freaking golden when they do them. Malachi starts off by saying that this company has been corrupted by people who point fingers at others while still holding the shovel in their own hands. And I kind of wonder, a part of me wonders if that's a shot at the Elite.
Yep.
Oh, of course it is. Of course it is.
Because they've already had their run-in with Brandon Cutler, and they were talking about, you know, they were already taking their shots at the Elite, which that part, I don't know why they cut off Rampage and didn't put that spot on TV. It only went to social media, but I digress. He calls out, "What's the crime?" And Julia comes in and she says, "The crime is treason." And they said, and then Buddy comes in with the verdict. And, Brody comes in with the sentence of being extermination. And it's just like all these like layers. It's so dark and macabre. And they're going to be in action next week. Every time they say like House of Black in action and they don't say who
it's going to be, the fucking
it's going to be a squash match.
It's going to be the factory.
Hold up. I will only like this next week if it's a squash match. Only if Malachi Black wins the match via One Winged Angel.
Nah, we know that's not going to happen.
Come on. Can you imagine him? That's like a sending a shot, or like Buddy does a V trigger.
Fired.
You know what I mean? Does a V trigger into Malachi Black doing a One Winged Angel. And then cutting the promo after.
As Brody King is doing the fucking "You Will Not Escape" moonsault thing, just go crazy.
Oh my god! But yes, as Carrie mentioned on social media, there were some great posts out there of Brody taking Julia to meet Santa, and their photos.
Oh my god, that picture
were like fantastic.
Yeah.
But no, anything to get House of Black more TV time. But please, I'm begging for more than crumbs at this point. One of the greatest, you know, trios factions that they have going on. With the presence of Julia, please just give them more TV time. I'm looking at you, AEW. I know you listen to the show. Come on in.
So we have three more things, and I'll cover two of them real quick, and then the last one I want to go to Kyle for. So we have a backstage segment where they're further teasing this Kip Sabian and Orange Cassidy eventual match, but instead of having it be Kip a Rampage tonight, Kip gets to pick who he wants to face, Orange Cassidy, which should be a lot of fun. I forgot who it was. Didn't we look it up?
I don't want to say that. I don't want to be known as the podcast that spoils. So I will type in our chat here who it is. Not like
didn't
the
we
live look chat.
It, didn't we talk about it?
Yes, because I accidentally saw the spoiler because someone retweeted the damn picture.
Is it good or bad? I forgot.
It's not who we think it is. So there you go. I put it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But so at least hopefully that match will still be fun. But it is cool that we're kind of giving Kip Sabian TV time and giving him an actual feud with Orange Cassidy. So that would be fun. And of course, the other thing, we get the trios match with the women. Jade and the Baddies versus Kira Hogan, Sky Blue, and Madison Rayne. The match was fun. Of course, the Baddies end up winning, further pushing Jade and all this stuff. We'll see what happens with that. But it's always great to get Jade on TV. Now, the last thing I want to talk about from Dynamite, people in the chat were talking about this earlier. I think Ascend is the one who put this out. Big, big thing for Kyle. Jamie Hayter, by herself, finally gets to speak. Kyle, talk about your girl real quick.
Oh, here we go.
Hey, Isaac. So Adam put it best, and I'll rephrase it. It's out of Fed Field. That's who it is tonight. Take that what you will.
Oh, Carrie just texted me who it was. God damn it. It's not a good one.
I'm put sorry, it guys. In the chat.
The chat.
Don't look at the Discord chat.
Oh, okay. Well, I never mind.
My computer has too many
That's why I said it's out of Fed Field. Anyways.
Let's just say it involves a mustache.
you gave it away.
Oh,
why? We said we're not the show to give away.
It involves a mustache, okay?
Anyways, Jamie Hayter, yes, the rock star, the badass, the total number one woman in the company, as far as I'm biased as hell. But anyways, the world champion, not interim, the world champion, Jamie Hayter finally gets a sit-down interview and fucking just runs her mouth on the entire division. She's just top shit. And you know what? She is top shit. Saying that she's going to be a fighting champion, which is great to see. I want to see some Jamie Hayter title match. She said she's gotten her eye on that Hikaru Shida. I don't know what company or what title it's called, but she's got her eye on the Hikaru Shida title match that she's having for, I don't know what belt it is. I couldn't tell you, but it kind of looks like they've teased that her first feudish, mini feud, whatever they're going to call it, is going to be Hikaru Shida, which I am all for. I think it's Hikaru Shida.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, it's Shida.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
So
the cool thing is, Jamie Hayter wrestled in
Stardom. That's it, Adam. Thank you. So, Regina D. Wave. Or it's probably pronounced something else, but that.
Yeah, that title.
That title.
Adam in the chat. So yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. But now, real quick, a little mini preview. We don't have to get into it. But tonight on Rampage, we got Moxley versus Soup. Jackie, say his name right because I always say it wrong.
Takeshita.
Thank you. We have Sheeta versus Bunny, as Kyle was talking about. We have Lee Moriarty and the newly named Big Bill.
Big Bill.
What the fuck is that shit? Which is William Morrissey.
Okay, I read that it was his decision. So let's pump the brakes if everyone want to jump on the AEW
train. I don't want to jump on anybody. Because I get that it's like big cast, but like, and it's like, I don't know, bro. Big Bill just sounds stupid.
Big Bill.
Whatever. And then we have the Orange Cassidy match. And then we hear from Athena. And what I'm excited about the most, Ruby Soho and Ty Mello. We hear from them. Hopefully they get a match announced for Winter is Coming. Or maybe the Rampage that's next week will be a lot of fun. And hopefully they get a lot of time. And we get to kind of build their feud up because, of course, they have the history with the injuries.
And AEW is coming back to Canada and Winnipeg in March, which I'm still I've looked. Some flights are really cheap. I may actually be going to that, so I'll have to keep you guys updated as the coming weeks come up with that.
Let's see if we can get Kyle backstage to help
Amanda Huber.
Leave a beat, set up a table again.
Say hi to my best friend, Amanda Huber.
Amanda Huber, yeah.
Final battle?
All right, so now, real quick. To end the show this week, we're going to give our predictions on Ring of Honor Final Battle that is taking place this weekend at 4 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you remember.
Eastern time.
It's 4 Eastern time.
So 1 p.m. on the West Coast. Damn, you guys getting the early afternoon pay-per-view.
Time. It's almost as bad as NXT at WrestleMania weekend taking place at like 9 a.m. But shout out to everybody who's going to be able to watch it live. I will not be able to watch it live, most likely. But it's going to be a great show. So we're just going to go and give our predictions of who we think are going to win. And I'm going to go in the list that Jackie has given me. So first we have Dalton Castle and the boys versus the Gates of Agony and Brian Cage, who are the embassy for the trios titles. Jackie, who do you think is winning this one?
Why are there two team names? God.
Oh my gosh. I think they've been pushing the embassy pretty damn hard. And I think they're going to take the title off of Dalton Castle and the boys.
Kimmy, who do you think?
So I think the interesting thing is Fightful had reported earlier this week there's a lot of people that we do not know are signed with Ring of Honor, and I fully believe Dalton Castle is one of them. The boys are already signed. Dalton Castle is not. I think Dalton Castle and the boys carry those trio titles in Ring of Honor. I think they retain.
Ooh. Kyle, what do you think?
Yeah, there's a lot of hype behind Dalton Castle. Like people are loving him, man. And I love his vignettes. The even one for this match is fantastic. I just, you know what? Like, if they want me to care about the embassy, you got to put the titles on them. Do something with these guys. So I'm just going to go with the hopeful pick, and I'm going to pick the embassy and Gates of Agony. The Gates of Agony of the Embassy are going to win this time.
And also Brian Cage is there.
And Brian Cage.
That's the full name. And also Brian Cage. Yeah. So next up, this is just going to be out of order, leading into the big match that I think we want to talk about the most, which, of course, everybody knows who's listening. So the next match on this list, we have Claudio versus Chris Jericho for the Ring of Honor Championship. Kyle, who do you think is winning this one?
Oof, this is a tough one. I went back and forth with this one. Because if Regal wasn't leaving, I would have said Jericho 100%. But I don't think Claudio's joining the JS. I think this dude's going to be the world champion going into the first Ring of Honor show. I'm going Claudio Castagnoli. I think Jericho's going to lose.
Oh, I also didn't do my pick for the last one. I think the NBC is going to win. And I think because we can't get everything we want, Chris Jericho's going to win. We're going to get some bullshit with Claudio and the JAS. Because as we know, feuds with the JAS, a.k.a. feuds with Chris Jericho, never end. You're in them forever. So there's no way this is ending right now. Kimmy, who do you think is going to win?
I think the interesting thing about this is I think they're going to want Chris Jericho to be on that first Ring of Honor show to deliver ratings. If Facebook could shut up, that'd be very helpful right now.
I don't want to see Claudio in the JAS. No.
Can I continue what I'm saying? I'm not saying he's going to win. Okay. Please. Thank you. I do think the other interesting thing is, depending what happens in Daniel Garcia's match, does Daniel Garcia cost Chris Jericho, which is another thing to keep in mind. But I think Claudio gets the win here. But do not be surprised if you see Chris Jericho on that first Ring of Honor TV show.
And Jackie, who do you think's winning?
I think Claudio's going to get his redemption arc. And I think this is mostly just me not putting any negative juju into the universe because I want to see Claudio get his title back because we had to sit in Grand Slam in Queens and watch Jericho take the title off of him. I think Claudio gets the Ring of Honor championship.
Listen, that wasn't that bad for me because, as we know, friend of the show, Scott, huge Ring of Honor fan, bigger than Kimmy. And when Jericho won, I pointed right at him and said, ha ha, that's what you get. You Ring of Honor boy. That's what you get.
Were not, man, you weren't saying ha ha, none of that, man. You
I was
were looking,
pointing right at him.
No, you were looking over at Frankie Bebop and Nate. And you Frankie were like, this Bebop. Is, you were Bebop. Like, this is your fault. Y'all sang Judas. Like, good you point. Weren't Frankie supposed
Bebop.
To.
But after that, when you weren't paying attention, I definitely said something to Scott, okay? Jesus.
But don't let the facts ruin the a good Barrett. Story. I know.
Jesus. But Jackie Hunter Hearst Helmsley over here.
Oh.
He's burying me on this wow. show.
Claudio. Right,
the next match. So, Kimmy, I'll start. I know who you're going to pick, so we're just going to get this over with. Wheeler Universe is Daniel Garcia for the pure title.
I Wheeler, did pick that. Daniel.
Okay.
No, I did pick Daniel. I picked out a little biasedly. I think Wheeler's going to win. But
no, you don't say.
But for the safe pick, I'm going to pick my man. Daniel Garcia is going to get the upset and retain his pure championship.
Jackie, what about you? What do you think? Is your second husband going to win?
I don't think so.
I think Daniel Garcia is going to win too.
I don't want to go against Yuta, but I strongly think that Garcia is going to retain.
Yeah,
because just also. If I'm thinking on a purely formulaic thought here, the last time the two of them went against each other at a Ring of Honor pay-per-view, Yuta took it, so I think this time Garcia is taking it.
What about you, Kyle? What do you think?
Well, unpopular opinion, because this kind of gives away my other picks. I think every title changing hands in this pay-per-view. So I'm picking Wheeler Yuta.
You think every title changes on this pay-per-view?
Yep.
Oh, wow. So we'll start with the one that I want to talk about next. Samoa Joe versus Juice Robinson. You think Juice is going to win?
Yep.
Wow. All right. I think Samoa Joe is going to win. What about you, Kimmy?
I think Joe's going to win. I don't think it makes sense. Well, okay. So this match is really interesting because Juice has not been shown since he signed with the company. So interesting that they haven't done that. But I think that, unfortunately, Juice's first loss signed is going to be on this pay-per-view.
Okay. Jackie, what do you think?
I think Samoa Joe retains. I think that they still have that story to tell with him and Wardlow. And Joe is a big name and face for the TV deal. I think they need somebody like that. Juice Robinson, yes, he's a new signing and whatnot. That's great for them. But I don't think he has the same drawing capabilities as a Samoa Joe does when that TV deal comes around. So I think Joe retains.
Unless they do something where Wardlow gets
involved. So I know I'm going back to what I said earlier, but who has an All Elite graphic and who does not?
Joe has an All Elite graphic.
So Juice is signed to the company, but he's signed to Ring of Honor.
No, it was reported. It was AEW. Sean Ross.
Okay, he signed AEW, but Ring of Honor is not really a thing yet. It's just something that Tony Khan owns. Where's his All Elite graphic then?
Give me what I want.
I'm telling you right now. He's going to go into the first Ring of Honor show as a television champion, and Joe's going to stay on Dynamite.
Okay. We're going to see what happens. That's not a bad theory. So we got now Mercedes versus Athena. Mercedes Martinez. Remember, we have to specify that now. Martinez versus Athena. Jackie, who you got here?
They've been giving Athena that big heel push. I think it's her time that some gold around her waist would do her some good. So I'm going Athena here.
What do you think, Kimmy?
With all the work I've done with the Ring of Honor Women's Division, this is the match I am most excited for. I think my friend Athena definitely needs it with her heel turn. I think it's amazing. I wish it was shown on Dynamite. Athena will be your brand new Ring of Honor Women's Champion.
Kyle, what do you think? So Any hot takes in this match?
So like, here's the thing. Like, if this is the final pay-per-view, it's being said today too that Tony Khan on the presser after pay-per-view is going to announce the TV deal or the platform it's going to be on. Don't you want the champions that are going to be on Ring of Honor and not Dynamite and AEW to be champion going into that?
Yeah.
So, like, who is going to be on Ring of Honor and who's not going to be Ring of Honor in this match?
Well, Athena could be in Ring of Honor full-time. You don't know.
That's what I mean. So I'm going with the title change because I said every belt's going to change. So I don't think Athena's in AEW anymore. I think she's going to be Ring of Honor.
Listen, that wouldn't be the worst thing in the world because the women don't get that much TV time. So if Athena's heel turn, like Jackie said,
she'd be a great women's world champion. If she can't be the world champion in AEW, why not be the world champion in Ring of Honor?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now we get Shane Taylor Promotions versus Swerve in Our Glory. Kimmy, who you think's winning this one?
Swerve in Our Glory, and Lee's going to get his retribution at the end of the match and attack Swerve from behind.
Oh, I like that. I didn't even think about that. What do you think, Jackie?
Yeah, I think Swerve in Our Glory is taking the W here.
Kyle?
I think it's the other team.
Shane Taylor Promotions.
I think Swerve in Our Glory is going to Swerve is going to fuck over Keith Lee and slap him in the face and cost him the match and join that team that they got there.
Yeah, maybe possibly.
Even if he doesn't join that team, he's gonna do exactly what Keith Lee did to him at the pay-per-view.
Okay, good point. Now the main event, the one that might make Jackie throw hands with me. I'm gonna do Pickett first. FTR versus the Briscoes. I think
Jackie knows
the Briscoes win this match.
Yeah.
I think Briscoes win. Sorry, Jackie. Think
we're not gonna throw hands.
I can't think of the word I want to say. My predictions of where FTR will be by Wrong. Next May is going to happen.
It's not May. It's confirmed. Here, it's not May. It's not May.
Here June. Is the first pillar to fall. They will lose to the Briscoes. They will lose those Ring of Honor titles. Jackie, so, obviously, who do you think is going to win?
So I thought we weren't going to throw hands, and then we were going to throw hands. So get ready. Shocker, shocker. I don't think FTR retains. I think the Briscoes are going to win. Change her name to
Briscoes Girl F2692666.
Notice what you can see on that shirt she's wearing. The Briscoes.
Yeah, the Briscoes.
Yeah. Can't see FTR.
No.
No. Yeah.
She did it on purpose.
No. Yeah, no, I'm gonna be like the TikTok. All the pain in my heart.
All the pain in just my baby. Heart.
No, I'm as much as it pains me to say, I don't think they're coming away with the titles here. I don't think they're gonna let them sweep the Briscoes three in a row. It would just completely destroy the Briscoes to lose three in the series. But that last part, you can go to hell for that last part of that statement, because we're not going to agree on that one. I don't care what logic says or what the rumors say or whatever.
They are not.
Oh, my God. Who's coming out the face of Street Profits?
No, they're not going to have that song. No,
they wouldn't even have that.
We go hard.
We go hard.
All day, all night.
Oh, my brows are the people who be ready to fight. There you go.
Yeah, he knows the words.
She can buy the new revival shirt real quick.
Yep.
I'll cry, but no, don't do that to me. But I think I'm gonna cry Saturday anyway, so y'all just get ready for it. I'm gonna be a miserable human being.
The biggest takeaway, or
watch
the biggest
them go
3-0.
Watch them 3-0 the Briscoes just for 20 con and say fuck you, Briscoes.
Reverse sweep. Reverse sweep.
You think you showed up on Ring of Honor TV Champions? Nah.
Nah, not me.
Go back to your farm.
Yeah. How funny would it be if all the Ring of Honor, I mean, obviously, because of Yuta and Garcia, this would have happened. What if they're all ex-WWE guys? Pop that rating, brother. Yeah.
Take that, Hunter.
Yeah, you son of a bitch.
Ring of Honor going to be the new NXT.
Yeah.
You're our best.
Kyle, who do you think's going to win?
Briscoes.
Briscoes. Kenny, what about you?
Unfortunately, the Briscoes.
I think the more interesting thing is the Briscoes tweeted that this week that they're not allowed to be on Warner Brothers Discovery TV. I do think the Briscoes are winning.
It's a fake. It's a lie. It's a lie. They're trying to add shit to the match, Kimmy.
I don't think it's a lie. A, I know. B, I don't think it's a lie. Because
it's a lie. They wouldn't say it out loud
Can I finish what I'm saying? Okay.
Go ahead.
Never mind.
Yes, go ahead.
Leave her alone.
Well, you're coloring, so.
I am coloring. Isn't it pretty? I think it's pretty. Anyway.
I can't feel.
So
what were you drawing? I was looking down.
Did I say never give up?
Ballooned.
Is that for John Cena?
No, it's from my coloring book. No. Never grow up. So what I was saying was that Tony Khan actually said this in the media call, is that they're not allowed to appear on AEW TV, and that's been a rumor for months. So I'm just saying, I think it's a little interesting if they do win, but I do think they're going to win, and I think this is the first of many. I do not think they are WWE bound. I think they're going to do what they did on Ross Sapp and go on the indies for a year.
Listen. They will be back in the Fed by May. And if fucking Me Too mustache boy is going to be at fucking Rampage this week, the Briscoes could be on TV. Let's give me a break, okay? Give me a break. But, yeah, so that's it for our Ring of Honor prediction. So make sure you guys keep up with all of us on social media to see or remind us on social media what we got right, what we got wrong. Be there to console Jackie when the inevitable happens and FTR loses. I'm going to be so sad. She's going to have to change that Dax and casting behind her.
I'll never change it.
To the Briscoes.
To Dawson. And what the fuck was the names of WWE? I forget. It's been so long.
Dash Wilder and Scott Dawson.
There you go. Wilder and Dawson behind them. Dash and Dawson eventually. But if you guys want to follow the show, it's at @ElitePOV on Twitter and Instagram, at @ElitePOV. Clips on TikTok. We've been posting there a little bit more often, so make sure you want to go over there and check all of that stuff out. Kimmy, where can they follow you and explain what you have going on next?
So you can follow me on Twitter at @Kimmy_Sokol, S-O-K-O-L. I'm actually 2 followers away from 800, so that'd be pretty cool if we could hit 800 tonight. Hey, at least I didn't have to pay $8 for a little checkmark.
Where is this heat coming from tonight? I'm so proud of you. I'm not even mad. I'm not even mad. I'm so proud of you.
Shit.
Fucking Mark.
Hey, yo.
I'm so proud of you.
I don't know if you are or if you're serious.
I'm very proud.
Okay.
Kimmy, I would never joke be mad at you. If I was mad at you, I would just be mad.
So after this, at 9 o'clock, you can head over to the Bob Culture Podcast because it is a Kimmy Takeover edition. I am taking over everything. Kyle is really mean, and he didn't want to be a part of my Kimmy Takeover, but that's okay.
Kimmy is very mean. Didn't ask Phil if he wanted to be a part of the Kimmy Takeover. Wow.
Sorry. Wow. I'm sorry.
Wow. Yeah. Who's the mean one now?
Kyle. So next week is my last convention for the year. It is Icons of Wrestling. I am working with I'm working with Rob Van Dam. So if you are in the Philadelphia area, you can go to the old ECW arena. This is Phil's favorite convention of the year. So make sure to check that out.
If you're going to that convention this weekend, please get all your fucking ECW chants out. The company's dead. It wasn't good when it existed. And the fucking legacy isn't good now. All right? I'll hit you in the fucking head with a trash can if that's what you guys want. ECW. Get fucking over it. Jesus Christ. All the good wrestlers in ECW left. You know why? Because the company was awful. Jesus Christ. Who was your best wrestler? Fucking Grandpa Joe coming out with a fucking cane and a beer can. Grandpa Get out of here.
Joe. Grandpa Joe.
Is this Willy Wonka?
Jackie, let him be a better person than me. Let him know where they can follow you for positivity.
You can follow me on Twitter at LoveYouMig24, and you can follow me on Instagram at JacksTheDrawPOV. I should probably drop my Cash App and my Venmo for my therapy bill after Saturday.
Yeah.
Because I'm gonna be a sad girl after tomorrow.
Just think, you're gonna be a sad girl at like 6:30.
Thank God! Thank goodness. Fucking early. Thank goodness Frankie Bebop is going to be here to console me, man, because your girl's going to be shedding some real tears. But yeah, that's where you can follow me. And I hope that you enjoyed my voice today. I hope my voice has soothed you in some way, because apparently to some people, low voices are indicative.
Confirmed, she's on steroids.
Kyle, where can they follow you?
Yeah, you can follow me at Ollie Kyle. But most importantly, guys, after this show's done, we're available on all audio platforms. We are going through a big revamp on the Patreon page, patreon.com/ElitePOV. Right now is a good time to get on the train because we got a lot of cool stuff coming to the Elite POV brand in general next year, starting in January with our award show. We got a lot of cool stuff coming, guys, so make sure you go. Thank you to all the new supporters and all the new Patreon members in the last couple of weeks. You guys are all the best. Thank you very much. And then last but not least, shop ElitePOV.com. Right now, the merch that's on there right now, get it while it's there. If not, it will be gone starting the first week of January.
And real quick thing, last thing, when it comes to the award show, it will be the first week of January. We know a lot of people tend to do it the last couple of weeks of December, but if you guys remember last year, we did it a little too early and didn't get to put Hangman and Danielson on that ballot of the award show, which would have probably honestly won Match of the Year. So we want to make sure we get everything from 2022. So it will be the first week of January, and we will make sure that the very second we know there's no more matches, or at least we get to Rampage, because we know none of those matches are going to be on it. Sorry, Tony Khan, unless you make me shut up like you always do eventually. But, you know, Ascended with the Sammy shit. All right, we'll get to it at one point. But so make sure you guys stay on the lookout for that. We'll be dropping a Google Doc where you guys can vote, because, of course, it's not up to us. It's up to you guys. So make sure you get to voting. But thank you guys for listening to another episode of Elite POV. And remember, you don't need a hat to be a cowboy.
Thank you. Bye. Fuck you. Bye.
There's a voice that keeps on calling me. Down the road, that's where I'll always be. Every stop I make a new friend. Can't stay for long, just turn around and I'm gone again. Maybe tomorrow I'll want to settle down. Until tomorrow, I'll just keep moving on.
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good. Everyone on the floor as well. Really a lot of hustle. I liked it.